Give it a listen and shoot me an email. Tell me what you think. The song's called If It Wasn't For You. WRCT 88.3 FM.
You walked away when I was gone. You said I'm looking for something, but it took so long. We got so lost, I let you down, but you came.
Thank you.
Sleep, the time's not yet. Early bird soon crowing. Wake when dawn declares woman risen from childish days. I watch across the room, dancing shadow to torch outside. Light's path down cobbled lane, which I of want will walk again. Sweet Shoshana, names to conjure, fragrant danger, fingers tremble, trace the line from nape to sacrum down a spine. Poison, prize, a trophy, freely taken, hardly won. A minute holds back hours, but emboldened forest flowers. Moist under my hand, she sleeps, breath comes quickly. A sigh parts silky lips, soft swelled breast brows, golden tips. Sweet Shoshana, names to conjure, fragrant danger. My fingers tremble, trace the line from nape to sacrum down the spine. Sweet sadness fills my heart, offered chances best not taken. Unsullied, no vain glory, chapter, verse, another story. Rushed eyelids gently closed, beauty framed in dawnlight. Savored moment blessed, a kiss, farewell, and leave to rest. Sweet pale lily, sweet Shoshana, names to conjure, fragrant danger. Fingers tremble, trace the line from nape to sacrum down the spine.
Sky.
Time. flashing all the time, and only you can stop your downfall. When you
That's the latest from the Scorpions. Their new album is called Rock Believer. And I'm a rock believer when it comes to that one. That was When You Know Where You Come From, a great power ballad from the Scorps. You know, it's so funny to think about the fact that it is 2022 and that band, the Scorpions, has been around longer than I've been alive. Growing up with them on the radio, growing up with them with MTV videos, and 2022 releasing new music that sounds just as fresh as anything you've ever heard from the Scorpions. Good stuff. And that's why we're on the radio here, celebrating classic music from classic artists that's still being made. Can say the same thing for the band preceding the Scorpions. You heard the latest from Jethro Tull. Ian Anderson is still behind the steering wheel. The new album is called The Zealot Gene, and that great track was called Shoshana Sleeping. Wishbone Ash from their Live in Japan album just recently came out with Front Page News, and we started all off with a new WRCT debut from Al Harlow, If It Wasn't For You. Like that track a lot. So if you'd like to get a request on Quartz in Session, well, you can email me at wrct@ericjacksonlurie.com. You can direct message me on Instagram at ericjacksonlurie. And you can call me here at the station at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. So we're getting close. We're getting near the end. It's always a little sad when I see that finish line in my sights, but we're not there yet. Let's get to some classic soul from Betty LaVette. This song's called Soul Tambourine.
Soul tambourine man, just getting down. He plays that soul tambourine, shaking. smoking a tree. So shook up, I got baby juice. My head's going around like a spinning top. Trying to sit down, but I just can't stop. Oh, when I get home, I'm gonna pull off my shoes, get on the floor, and dance away my blues. I think the big rock I hide. I think the big rock I hide. I think the big foot rock I'm gonna dance on me a whole lot. Shoes, get on the floor, dance on me my boots. I put the barefoot rock. I put the barefoot rock. I put the barefoot rock. I'm gonna dance on me the whole moon.
That's Phil and Dave Alvin and the Blasters doing a little barefoot rock going back to the mid-80s. Before that, soul R&B legend Betty LaVette going back to the early 70s with Soul Tambourine. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in session is now. Courts adjourned. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. You can hear a replay, an encore presentation of tonight's show this upcoming Monday here on WRCT from noon to 2:30. Say it loud, say it proud, spread the word. WRCT is where it's at. So I mentioned at the very beginning of tonight's show that our executive board here at the station asked that I forego an interview with Ted Nugent that was scheduled for tonight. Well, if you'd like to hear that interview, you can hear it coming at you out of the West Coast in half an hour at 1033wwro.com. I'm your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, thanking you again for tuning in. Want to remind you to take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Let's get back together next Thursday night at 8. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. DJ Heim from Forest, and you're listening to 88.3 WRCT.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up. Do not provide them with any form of payment or information. Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh, a little show called Viva La Mock, or it's called Viva La Mock, or just Viva La Mock. Either way, anyway, hey, I'm the Mockster. I'm your host for at least the next hour. I can't make any guarantees beyond that. My goal is to be here at least for the hour, playing you some songs. Before I get into more songs, I want to remind you that Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT. Now, Spack Brothers Pizza, well, they offer pizza. They also have hoagies, and they have wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Now, Spack Brothers does not use any refined sugars in their sauce or any unbleached flour in their dough. And they're committed to safety during this ongoing pandemic by providing online ordering and payments, as well as a contact-free pickup. You can actually learn more online by going to SPACbrothers.com, or you can call them up at 412-362-SPAC. Again, that's 412-362-SPAK, SPAKbrothers.com, or 412-362-7725. And if you need to stop by when you pick it up, they are located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Hey, and also, while I'm just talking about stuff, don't forget, you can come fall in the trap door, because there are monsters underneath, and listen to punk, folk, hardcore, and more with DJ Sideways on Trap Door at 10 p.m. on Tuesdays, right here on WRCT. If you got a suggestion for a song, send me an email at wrctrequest@gmail.com. It's the Bloodless Pharaohs. With Bloodless Pharaohs here on Viva La Mock.
Too late to consult the tarot, just another bloodless pharaoh, minus lingerie and marrow, wrapped in cords and closets narrow. Inside the cylinder scented, clutched the mummy's face lamented, adjacent to his jaw cemented, safe within this coffin rented. Majoristless cool to bit reads, can't talk now, just found some leads. So close to rooms and rooms of gold, please feed us like and don't catch cold. Kids of ice are decomposing, plastic shots to mix martinis, waiting deep in your brainwaves. This is truly Honolulu. Kids of ice are decomposing, windows crack and doors are closing. Outside on the graying beach, penguins find it hard to teach. Weekend geniuses in short pants, listen to the tumbling airwaves. He is drooling on his toothbrush, waistband on the shores of China. Asian mistresses in distress, fixed their legs in the proverbial crisscross. The daydream mother with a neat swimsuit, since I'm sorry. Symbolize my every conviction.
Drama to the west, and she's the girl that loves me best. Cookie, yes, siree. Boy, you don't know what you do to me. Tutti frutti, all Rudy. 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 Babylon at the Big Ben Boom.
That is the German three-piece we know as Trio from a 1983 seven-inch single of theirs doing Little Richard's Tutti Frutti. I believe Trio was known as Trio Stateside, but over in Europe, they were actually known as Zam. I'm not sure why they didn't want Zam to be their name over here, but I don't know. That was Trio. Before the Tutti Frutti, Devo. Oh, more music from Akron, Ohio. Devo, an early track of theirs with Auto Mowdown. Cardboard's in there. Pittsburgh's own Cardboard's from the early 1980s. From their one and only release with Electrical Generator. Now here's a sidebar for you. If you want to have anything or just explore the archives of the Pittsburgh music scene, go dig up Debt Begins at 20. You can find it for free on YouTube. There's also an organization in the UK called Lux that I think hosts the video, the documentary. But it's fantastic. The Cardboard's are in there. The Dykes. A bunch of early 80s punk and new wave bands in the Pittsburgh scene. It's a great one. Debt Begins at 20. Before the Cardboard's, the Bloodless Pharaohs featuring the Setzer brothers. Yeah, Brian being one of those Setzer brothers with the self-titled song called Bloodless Pharaohs. About 15 minutes past the hour. Well, let's give it 16. We'll push it. We're almost 16 minutes past the hour. My name is Paul. This is a show called the Viva La Mac. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you got a suggestion for a song for me to play on a future show, send me an email. My email address is wrctrequest@gmail.com. From 1977, it's Suicide. It's Ghost Rider. It's Viva La Mac.
Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. He's a looking so cute. Sneaking round in a blue jumpsuit. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Beep, 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 he's a-blazing away. Like the stars, stars, stars in the universe. Ghost Rider, motorcycle hero. Screaming the truth. America, America's killing its youth. Beep, 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 he's screaming away. America, America's killing its youth. America, America's killing its youth. Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
You start a conversation, you can't even finish it. You're talking
Eels wrapping up that set of music from the Beautiful Freak album, which came out back in 1996 with My Beloved Monster in Me. Of course, the fact that that song made it on the Shrek soundtrack probably didn't hurt it, but hopefully helped get that band a little bit more notoriety. Now, Eels was basically the brainchild of Mark Oliver Everett, and I shouldn't say was, still is. I believe they're coming to Pittsburgh in May of 2022. But before those Eels albums, Mr. Everett put out a couple solo albums under the name E. In fact, he's on record of saying he named his band Eels because he wanted his solo albums and his band albums to be like kind of right next to each other on the old 8-track shelf. You know, the one where you had to put your hand in the little hole, you couldn't pull the 8-track out. You know what I'm talking about. But anyway, and then he realized that there was a bazillion Eagles albums in between those two bands. First got introduced to E with his Man Called E album from 1992 and fell in love with it. So I've been a fan ever since. Before the Eels went back to Electro Pura from Yellow Tango, because Paul is dead. Paul's not dead if it's me, Paul. Just to let you know, I'm here. I'm alive. But that was the song Paul is Dead. In fact, I saw my doctor today. I mentioned earlier. Got my flu shot. I'm good. He said, you're doing all right for your age. He was a little amazed. Still kicking at my age. He made me cry a little bit. No, he was a good visit. Good visit, just so you know. Good visit. Before the Yellow Tango, how about some Talking Heads and Psycho Killer? Start off the entire set from 1977's Suicide's debut album, self-titled, Ghost Rider. Gets us to where we are now, which is 29 minutes. Give me a couple seconds before that hits. Okay, ready? Now, 29 minutes past the hour, which means we got 31 more minutes to fill with more music. Hopefully you're all right with that. So I was out and about and doing some travels recently. I know you never know this, but I was out. You don't read my blog or my vlog or my snog or any of that stuff. So I'm out doing some travels, cross country, into the heartland, and I stopped by a couple record stores, album stores, CD stores. What do you call these things these days? I'll just say record stores, because they had vinyl and some had some CDs. And I picked up a few things. And it's always funny because, like, literally of the four albums I picked up, I probably owned at least one of them. And the other ones contain songs that I already own elsewhere. I just added to the collection. And then I was listening to these albums while I was traveling. And one song that's in this set inspired this next set because I've got to tell you, October, as far as charities go, October, people associate as Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And that's huge, and I'm not trying to demean that at all. But what gets overlooked a lot is October is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Yeah, so Breast Cancer Awareness, wear pink. October, if you're wearing purple, that's because you're making a statement about domestic violence, and I think it's overshadowed a lot. I do. It's a cause that the Moxster really supports and is behind is supporting victims of domestic abuse, domestic violence. It's not always physical. It can be mental. It can be emotional. And you're like, Moxster, where are you going with this? Well, I've put together a set of music based on the fact that it is Domestic Violence Awareness Month in October, just to make you a little bit more aware. A couple songs in this set triggered it from my travels, and then a couple songs I added in just to make that set complete. Starting off with the Cowboy Junkies. Sun comes up Tuesday morning.
Sun comes up, it's Tuesday morning. Hits me straight in the eye. Guess you forgot to close the blind last night. Oh, that's right, I forgot it was me. Yeah, I should have missed the smell of warm coffee in the morning and the sound of water splashing all over the bathroom and the kiss that you give me even though I was sleeping. But I kinda like to feel extra few feet in my bed. Telephone ringing, but I don't answer it, 'cause everybody knows good news always sleeps till noon. Guess it's tea and toast for roast again. Maybe I'll add a little TV to no milk. Oh God, I hate that. Guess I'll go to the corner, get breakfast from Jenny. She's got a black eye this morning. Jen, how'd you get it? She said last night Bobby got a little bit out of hand. Lunchtime I start to dial a number, then I remember, so I reach for something to smoke. And anyways, I'd rather listen to Coltrane than go through all that again. Something about an afternoon spent doing nothing, just listening. Thinking of things that don't have to add up to something. I miss
black and white with a strong female lead. And if I don't like it, no debate, I leave. Here comes that feeling that I've forgotten. How strange these streets feel when you're alone on them. Each pair of eyes just fill with suggestion. So I lower my head, make a beeline for home, seething inside funny. I never noticed the sound the streetcars make as they pass my window, which reminds me, yeah, I forgot to close the blind again. Yeah, sure, I'll admit there are times when I miss you, especially like now when I need someone to hold me. But there are some things that can never be forgiven, and I just gotta tell you that I kinda